You're listening to Evil, a true crime podcast. Join me each week as I bring you real people, real stories, real crimes, and the evil they encountered. What's up, guys? Welcome back. It is 7:12 in the morning, and I am recording it live from the inside of my closet in my small town in North Carolina. So I guess we're going to be calling this the catch-up episode. I did ask some people to ask me some questions, so that way you guys could get to know me better. I figured I would give you guys a little update, tell you guys what I've been up to, why I've been gone. So first and foremost, let me say thank you guys for listening and tuning in. It means a lot. This is like my little baby. It's my little project of love. It's something that I really enjoy doing. I'm super excited. We're probably going to be rebranding. I'm not really sure. I do have somebody that is going to be working on my website and just helping me out. So shout out to Z, who is actually my assistant manager for my part-time job that I work at. So he's going to be helping me with that and making content and possibly rebranding. So I'm super excited. Just stay tuned for that. We're going to be doing big things. So I have a big vision for this podcast. And now I'm in a better mindset to be able to focus and put more time into it. I took time off. I was working a lot part-time, even though I was just supposed to be part-time. I was working a lot almost every weekend. And honestly, I took my time back. I'm not working Saturdays anymore. So hopefully that'll give me some time to be able to work on the podcast and be able to produce episodes and just work on myself in general. It was getting to a point where I just was not able to get anything done as far as life and home, and it was just rushing and rushing and rushing. There was no work-life balance, and I just needed that day off. So that's what we're doing. No longer working Saturdays, but I did take a long hiatus. There was a lot going on, and I feel like every time I would get on this mic, I would say that there was a lot going on, but I would never tell you guys why. And I have to be super cautious with what I say. I'm an open book, but a lot of it had to do regarding my daughter. And I know that some of her friends listen to the podcast. And my daughter's pretty open with her life as well, but I never want to take her autonomy away from her. I never want to put her in a place where people are talking about her, spreading her business. I will say that my daughter was going through a really bad situation. And it was like that for a couple of months. It did have to do as far as like custody. And it was just really emotionally taxing. It was just very stressful in every way that you could imagine. Exhausting, I guess, would be the word, mentally, emotionally, in every way. But thankfully, we are out of that situation. We're doing a lot better, and she's doing a lot better, and we don't have to deal with that anymore. A lot of people ask me why true crime, or why I feel like I can give a good perspective when it comes to true crime. And I will say this, in regards to just my childhood, and there's a lot of things that my children don't even know, but just in regards to my childhood and just in regards to my life and what I've gone through, I feel like a lot of podcast hosts say like, oh, well, that this is not my experience. And you know what? I'm thankful that that is not their experience. I'm grateful that that has not been their experience. For me, though, I feel like I have a good perspective on what the victims have gone through, or I can relate just because I've gone through things of that nature. That has been my experience. And maybe one day I'll share more about that. But there has been situations where I've sent messages to my sister and husband and have been like, hey, if I go missing, this person did it. And it's not to be dramatic. It's not to be, I don't even know what the word would be, but yeah, like, and it's unfortunate, but there, so like, that's why I feel like I have a good perspective on, true crime. And I think that's why I like it so much, is because that so easily could have been me so many times. But yeah, like I said, we're in a good situation now. My daughter's doing a lot better now. She's thriving. And I'm taking it easy myself. My mental health is doing a lot better. I'm a big advocate for therapy. Therapy. So I've been going back to therapy just in general, just to have somebody to talk to about life. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Just because life can be a little hectic. But yeah, that's really what had been going on. And now I took some time off. Like I said, I'm not working Saturdays anymore. So hopefully I'll be able to produce more content. And now that I have Z working on the website, that's going to keep me a little bit more accountable. I do want to give a shout out to Storm and Emily, my coworkers, who kind of like cheer me on and have asked me a lot of these questions. I just want to say thank you guys for listening and supporting me, and believing in me. And I know you guys probably make fun of me and think I'm a little nerd for doing this, but like, I appreciate you guys. And I think it's really cute that you guys are supporting this and anybody else who listens to it. Like I said, this is just my little baby. It's something that I really, really enjoy doing. And I enjoy researching and I enjoy sharing people's stories, and I hope that I'm doing it justice. So yeah, I actually have to go to work in a little bit. So let's get into these questions, shall we? All right. What's my favorite holiday? So my favorite holiday, I think it's Halloween. Honestly, I go between Halloween and Christmas, but more so I feel like Halloween has topped Christmas for sure. I don't know. I just like it. I'm into like the tarot. Yes, judge me if you want to. I'm into the tarot. I like spooky things. I love Christmas too. Don't get me wrong. I love like just how majestic and magical and like all of that feels. But I don't know. As I've gotten older, Halloween is definitely my holiday for sure. What's something you can't stand? Huh. How long am I going to be recording this? No, this is a setup. No, there's a lot of things I can't stand, to be honest. And sometimes I think I'm just getting old and like senile. I'll be 36 in May, so. But no, I can be kind of cranky, I feel like. I also work retail, and I'm just like, after dealing with the public, and I've worked retail for so long, I don't know. There's a lot of things that I can't stand. So, I don't know. I can't stand Karens, number one. No, I just can't stand people who complain about certain things. Or just, like, little things where it's like, you know what? There's people out there suffering in, like, the real world. There's people out there that are going, homeless and hungry. And you want to complain about 10 cents. Or because your stupid coupon didn't go through. And it's just really annoying. I just want them, like, to touch grass. So that's one thing I can't stand. I cannot stand inconsistency. I cannot stand a liar. I can't stand somebody who is who says they're going to do something and they don't do it. That really grinds my gears. I can't stand somebody who's lazy and who doesn't have a drive. I don't know. I feel like I'm a very driven person, so I can't relate to that. I also can't stand people who, when you're out in the grocery store and you're shopping, like I cannot stand when I'm grocery shopping and here comes Martha May in front of me and wants to move slow. And it's just like, not a care in the world, moving slow as can be. I don't have the patience for it. Let me tell you, if I'm in a Walmart, if I'm in a grocery store, I want to get in there. I want to get my stuff. I want to get out. Like, I don't have time for Martha May to sit here and look through every item on, I don't have time for it. Does that make me a mean person? Does that make me a cranky person? I don't know, guys. You be the judge. How many kids do you have? So I actually have two kids. I have a son and a daughter. My son, A, who just turned 16 a couple weeks ago, he's actually been on an episode, and my daughter, Jay, who is 14. And that's it. I only have two. I would love to have another one, but at this point, like, how is that going to happen? And I feel like I'm a little too old for that to happen. But I do. I love my kids a lot. I feel like it's been a journey having them. I don't know. I wouldn't change anything about it. It's been some parts of it have been really, really hard. But I love them. They're my whole world. Like, they are my best friends. They have taught me a lot about myself. I do not know what I would do without them. They are my driving force. They are what has kept me on the straight and narrow, as much as the straight and narrow that I could be on. But no, they are incredible people and I love them. I love them. They are my whole world. What's my job? So I actually have two jobs currently. I have a full-time and a part-time. My full-time, I work 9 to 5. I am a shipping and inventory specialist for a small business. So we basically distribute acrylic sheets to other small businesses and makers. And then my part-time job, I work, after I work my full-time job, I am a guest service lead for a retail store. So basically I go and help the cashiers if they need help. I'm just like a front end lead, basically. What made you want to start a podcast? I feel like I've always wanted to start a podcast. I've been listening to podcasts before they even got really popular. I feel like this was way before the pandemic. I'm just not technologically savvy. So that's kind of like the fear and the hesitance that kept me from doing it. But I just really thought it was fascinating. I've always been into true crime. I feel like I got into it just coming up in like the 90s and like the Lacey Peterson case and like all these different cases that I just thought were like super fascinating. And I don't know, I just really wanted to do it. I just felt like I'm kind of shy, as if you can believe it. If you know me in real life, I know you're probably thinking like, wait, Leslie being shy. But I can be a little shy. So I didn't really want to do YouTube. But I felt like I could do it. I don't know. I just felt like I was good at researching it. It was something that I wanted to do. I felt like I could give a good voice to the victims and I could tell their story. So that's really what made me want to do it. I do want to give a shout out to a couple of my favorite podcasts, even though they probably will never hear this. So a couple of my favorite podcasts that I listen to that I really like, that you guys should go check out if you are interested, is True Crime Obsessed with Patrick and Jillian. And they basically cover documentaries, not so much like cases. They cover documentaries that are on like Hulu, Netflix, all of those, any kind of documentaries, Discovery Plus, they cover those. They're super funny. They don't make fun of the victims. They never make fun of the victims, but they do make fun of the perpetrators or just like the silly police if they make like mistakes, et cetera, et cetera. They're really funny. You should check them out. I really like Killer Queens. That is a group of sisters, Tori and Torella, that are out of Tennessee. And they always say it's like true crime, like diet true crime. So like the light version. And I feel like, yeah, it does really feel like you're sitting around, listening to true crime, talking to some of your girlfriends. It's not super, strict. It's super just chill. So I really like that. I like to listen to Inhuman? Yeah, Inhuman with Andrea and Haley. I almost forgot her name. I'm so sorry. I really like that one. I feel like they took off when the pandemic hit, on TikTok. Another one that I really like to listen to is True Crime Society with Olivia and Steph. I feel like they do a really good job researching the cases as well. Another one that I like to listen to that is kind of like international, I think they're British, is the Red Handed Pod. They're really good as well. So those are just a couple of podcasts that I really like to listen to. There's a couple of other ones, but those are the main ones that I juggle while I'm at work listening to my own feed. Do you struggle with your mental health? So, yes, actually, I do struggle with my mental health. I feel like I've struggled with my mental health since I was about 13 years old. And it's been a lot of ups and downs, a lot of ebbs and flows. I feel like I have a better grasp on it now. I'm more aware when I'm going through things and how I deal with things. It doesn't make it any easier, though, I will say that. I do suffer with anxiety and depression. I feel like I have pretty good control of my anxiety. Sometimes it will flare up every once in a while out of nowhere that I'm like, why am I being anxious? Most of the time, I feel like it had to do with, like, situations. And at one point, I almost felt like I had to be medicated for it because it was so bad that I almost couldn't control it. But it's a lot better now. The depression part, I feel like I struggle with that. Just in general, I have a pretty traumatic childhood, I will say that. I do go to therapy. I am working through things. I feel like I have childhood trauma, and so that has affected my life from a very young age. And it's hard. I'm not going to lie. There are days where I just cry and cry and cry and I feel awful. And there are days where I have felt like I just want to sleep forever and ever and ever. And there are days where I feel like, wow, this is the best day ever. But it's just life. I feel like I'm pretty self-aware. I will say this. The hardest thing I've ever had to do was to be a parent while struggling with my own mental health. But I feel like I am very strong. So I want to be better. I fight for myself. I fight for my future. I fight for my kids. But do I struggle with my mental health? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I do. So again, I feel like that's another reason why I feel like I can relate to some of these people in these cases, because I know what it's like to not have the best time sometimes. So, guys, I am so hungry. Like, my stomach is growling. It's horrible. I'm sitting here thinking it is 7:37. I gotta leave for work at 8:50. I gotta hurry up, and like, I have so many questions to answer. But I'm sitting here thinking, like, should I DoorDash some Bojangles? If you don't know what Bojangles is, you need to try it out at least. We have it here in North Carolina. Get yourself a Cajun biscuit with Cajun fries. They have Pepsi products. I'm not a big Pepsi fan, but sometimes I'll get me a Pepsi or a sweet tea. Judge me if you want to. It's delicious. But low-key, I'm debating whether I should order some now and just eat it. Do I need it? No, I've been DoorDashing a lot, okay? Yeah, I don't know what my problem is. I try and stay pretty low-carb, low-sugar, just because my mom has diabetes and it runs in my family really bad. But I've been tripping. I've been really, like, just eating all kinds of craziness right now. I need to get it under control. But I'm hungry. So if you hear my stomach growl, I'm so sorry. I'm going to keep saying that. But I don't know. My stomach just is really out here being hungry. What is my favorite meal to cook? Someone asked. I don't know. I'm going to sound so basic. I think what is my favorite meal to cook? Do I have a favorite meal to cook? I don't know. I feel like I'm good at cooking, at making, like, chicken Alfredo, but, like, that's so basic, and I feel like anybody could make chicken Alfredo. I make this chicken bacon ranch that my kids really like. I haven't made it in a long time, and I probably should. I'm really good at making that. My son would say I'm good at making spaghetti. I make this salmon that's really good. It's really my mom's recipe, but I feel like it's delicious. They like that. I even had an ex who doesn't like seafood, and she tried it, and she was like, ooh, I like salmon. So she'll only eat salmon, like, that way. I'm not a baker. I would love to be a baker. I just don't know how to, like, bake off the top of my head. But maybe I'll learn. Do you have insecurities? Yeah, of course. I'm human, just like anybody else. I actually was super nerdy growing up. I was really skinny. I was really shy. I got bullied a lot, so I feel like I definitely had a lot of insecurities from that. I wasn't popular, not that I ever wanted to be, not that I want to be now. But I didn't really have a lot of friends. Now though, I still have insecurities. Like I said, I went through a lot of childhood trauma that I feel like is very deep rooted. So I think like one of my, and we're gonna get deep here, so I'm gonna try not, see, I'm gonna try and not get emotional, but we're gonna be raw here. So here we go, right? So I feel like a lot of my issues, are from childhood trauma. I feel like I definitely have a fear of never being good enough. I feel like I'm extremely hard on myself. It's not even I feel, it's something that I do talk about in therapy that my therapist gets on me all the time. See, here I am getting flustered and stuttering with my words. But she does say that I am super hard on myself. I feel like I don't know. I feel like I have that fear that I'm never gonna be good enough. And I'm not sure if that's just good enough for myself, good enough for life, good enough for someone else. And it has affected me, my life. It has affected me in relationships. It has affected me in a lot of things. And I feel like, But one of my other insecurities, obviously I have insecurities when it comes to my looks as well. Like I said, I'm human. But one of my other insecurities would be relating to my children. Like, I always worry that, like, am I a good mom? I would just want to be a good mom. And like, I hope that when they look back, because I know what we've gone through together, I hope that when they look back, they can just think like, you know what? My mom wasn't perfect, but you know what? Like, she's the shit because she really tried. Like, she's the shit because, like, she made it happen. Like, it sucked. And I know for her, it sucks sometimes, but she just, like, put her head down and, like, she did it. Like, she didn't complain. She just, like, did what she had to do. And she loved us and she got it done and she cared about us and she fought for us. And, like, that's all. That's what I worry about. Like, I just hope they know like how much I care about them, and like that's it. That's really my insecurities. Like, I mean, I didn't even expect to be up here crying at 7:44 in the morning, but you guys are asking me these some of these deep questions and it's really hitting me. But yeah, I guess like my other insecurity is that like I'm gonna be a failure at life. Like, I just have so many goals in life that I want to accomplish, and I feel like I'm terrified that I'm gonna run out of time and never get to do it all. Like, so I guess that's like general insecurities. Do you support the LGBTQ community? Dun 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 dun. Obviously, if you guys didn't know, I am a queer woman. I guess that would be the best way to describe myself. Lesbian, queer, gay. I usually just tell people that I'm queer. Or that I'm gay. Those are like, that's how I would say it. But yeah, I do support my community. It's been a long journey for me, and a lot of people always ask, like, how are you gay but you have kids? For me, it took a long time, to be able to work through things, to be able to process some things, to be able to acknowledge some things. It's just a long journey, and I feel like everybody has their journey. I feel like sexuality is fluid and you just love who you love. So yeah, I definitely support the LGBTQ community. I actually got to go to a pride parade last summer, and my daughter went with me for the first time and she wanted to go, and honestly, it was probably one of the most beautiful moments. So yeah. It was really nice. Do I have a boyfriend or girlfriend? No, actually, I don't have either. Your girl is single, single. I am just living my life, minding my business, working, And that's about it. So no. The next question was, are you religious or spiritual? I'm not a religious person. I would say I'm more spiritual person. I was involved in the church when I was younger, but if you want me to be quite honest with you, my experiences involving the church and then being a queer woman weren't that great. So yeah, that's where I'm at with that. What do I love about true crime? I don't love the fact that we have to talk about these cases, but what I do love about true crime is that you're able to give voice to some people that are voiceless, because there's some cases that never get spoken about. There's some people that never get talked about, and I feel like with technology advancing, there's so much that's being solved right now. There's so many people that don't have a name, like that were unidentified, that were Jane Doe's, that are being able to be given their name back, their identity back. So I just think it's fascinating how true crime can be used for the good and to help. That's what I love about it. That's what I like to do. That's why I got into doing this, just because I want to be able to give people their voice and just to be able to share their story, because their stories deserve to be told. What's your favorite case? I'm not going to really say that I have a favorite case, just because it makes me, I don't know if favorite would be the right word. But the case that interests me the most, there's obviously a lot of cases that fascinate me. The one that actually really like had me looking on Reddit and stuff was the Delphi case, which actually got solved and should be going to trial pretty soon, the murder of Abby and Libby. But besides those, there's a couple of cases that I'm like, if I ever pass away, I'm gonna ask, like, hey, can you just tell me who killed, like, who killed JonBenet? I need to know who killed JonBenet. I need to know what happened to Timothy Pitson? Like, where is he? There's so many cases that I'm just like, where is Brian Schaefer? Where's Maura Murray? Like, there's so many cases that I'm like, where are they? What happened to them? I need to know. So yeah, those are a couple of those. What are my hobbies? I don't really have any hobbies, to be honest. I watch a lot of true crime. I guess true crime would be my hobby. I don't really like saying that word. I like to paint. I really like to paint. I'm not a good painter. I'm not artistic. I'm not artsy fartsy. My mom and my daughter, like, they got that gene. But I do like art. I really enjoy that. I love to be out in nature. I really enjoy that. I like going outside. I love trying new things. I'm a foodie. I love to eat. What else? I'm into the tarot. I like crystals. I know, sounds so basic, but that's really what I like. Is it true that Emily is your favorite coworker at beep? I'm not gonna say where I work. If you know, you know. But gosh, you put me on blast out there. Is she my favorite? Yes, she is one of my favorite coworkers. It's a competition between her and Linda. Like, let's be for real. Linda is my baby. If you do not know, which you guys probably don't because you don't work there, Linda is an older lady, probably in her 60s, but she is the sweetest. Emily is my coworker who I do the front end with, who happened to ask me a lot of these questions, but I do love her. She is like we have a sister type of relation, like a big sister, little sister relationship. So it's one of those things that I feel like we have a lot of love for each other. And we can just be like, ugh, this bitch is getting on my nerves. Not her, but like when it comes to like customers or just like whatever's going on at the store. And she can just relate. But it's also a thing too where, like, I mean, it's just like your sister. There's been times where me and her have gotten into, like, we've butted heads, or like I know that I've gotten on her nerves or she's gotten on my nerves, and like it is what it is, and then like we have our moment and we can come back to it and be fine. So yeah, you are one of my favorites, you know that. But also Storm is one of my favorites. She asked me a lot of questions as well that I have to pull up on my phone. She's also one of my coworkers. And I just want to say I'm super proud of her for moving up and doing what needed to be done. So, my relationship status in 2023. I guess if I had to put it in the best words would be all over the place. So, yeah, honestly, I got into a relationship, and just as quickly as I got into a relationship, I got right back out. So, yeah, And I've just been out here just trying to live my life, and honestly, it was traumatic. I don't know. Life, like, being in relationships right now, I don't know. It's one of those things that it's like, I want love, but also, like, ugh, get away from me, because some of these people, I just don't know. Yeah, it's interesting for sure. But no, being serious, my heart's okay. I've just been trying to love myself. That's really what I've been working on a lot, is just loving myself, taking care of myself. I'm not a perfect person. I'm an imperfect person. I'm trying to grow every day. I'm trying to better myself every day. I have my moments. I would love to find, like, authentic, crazy, amazing, can't live without it type of love. But also, I feel like I'm so terrified by that, because I've been so jaded, that it's like, it's terrifying to me. I did learn a lot of lessons, and I am constantly learning and growing and evolving. And like I said, I'm not a perfect person. I make mistakes too. And even through those mistakes, I can learn. But I also have to learn to take it easy and not beat myself up, you know? I have to be able to be kind and love myself more than anything. Favorite trip I've taken this year. So 2024 just started. But I will say my favorite trip that I took last year was when I went to Denver in October, and I went to Garden of the Gods. I went to Pikes Peak, and I got to see Rocky Mountain National Park. It was amazing. It was beautiful. Worth it. Absolutely worth it. I'm hoping that I can go back for my birthday. I did a lot of healing during that journey. Like I said, I am a nature girly. If you did not know, I know I may not look like it, but I am a nature girly. I love being outside. I love trying new things. It just genuinely makes my heart happy. So if you have not gone to Garden of the Gods, go. It is absolutely stunning. Rocky Mountain, it's just beautiful. Go out there. Do it right now. Do it. Do I have plans on moving? I would love to move. My kids are getting ready to graduate high school in a couple of years. If we're being frank here, a lot of the things that have kept me in North Carolina was really just like custody things. But really, my kids are going to be ready to graduate high school in a couple of years. So yeah, I would love to move. If I could move anywhere, I would move to Denver, just because I think it's absolutely beautiful, and Colorado is stunning, and it's just amazing, and it just makes my heart happy to be there. But let's be real. It gets like 30 degrees here, and I hate it. Like, I'm so cold. I am shivering. I can't stand it. I feel like the world is ending. So not really sure how that would work out. At one point, my crazy ass was like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna move to Canada and it's gonna be fine. Yeah, right. In what world, girl? Like, be for real. Like I said, it gets 30 degrees here and I'm over it. So, but yeah, I would love to move to Denver. Seattle is somewhere that I think is absolutely beautiful as well. And I wouldn't mind moving to Dallas. So all options up for grab. We'll see. Okay, so this is the last question that I'm going to answer, because I got to get ready to go to work and it's 8:01. If you could restart life, would you? I don't think I would restart life. I do think that growing up and when I was younger, I was very misunderstood. I was very angry. I was very sad. I had a lot of things going on. And I feel like I didn't deal with that well. I feel like I made things a lot harder for myself than they could have been. I feel like I complicated things a lot harder for myself than they could have been. Things could have been so much easier for me. And I just, yeah. But you know what? I feel like that also taught me a lot of lessons. It made me who I am today. But no, I wouldn't restart things. I would change things, though. I would try not be so difficult. I don't know. I'm hard-headed. I have a temper sometimes. I feel like I definitely have chilled out some, but I wouldn't restart things. I would just try and go about things differently. But yeah. Anyways, guys, that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed this random episode, getting to know me a little bit. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for joining me on this journey. Like I said, there's going to be new things coming to the podcast. We're going to work on getting the website up, maybe doing a possible rebranding. Hopefully, we can have new content for you guys. Like I said, I want to just give a shout out to my coworkers for loving me and supporting me and joining me on this venture. I also want to give a shout out to Z for being so kind and helping me, on this journey as well to build the website. I know I can be a lot to deal with, but I just want to say thank you so much. Like I said, he's going to be working on the website for us, guys. So yeah, just want to say thanks and have a good day, guys. I will catch you guys next time. Bye. To stay connected with the podcast, follow us on Instagram at evopodcast88. We're also on TikTok at evopodcast, and we're on Twitter at evopodcast88. I am working on making a Facebook group, and I do have a domain name for the website. Just got to work on that. But yeah, guys, comment, like, share, review. Let us know what you think. That's how the podcast grows. And we will catch you, and I will catch you next time. Take care.